Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you're having a wonderful week. Last week, we discussed the topic of Genesis, the basics of identity, sin, and redemption. This week, we're diving to, is the law still important? To some, the word law is too rigid or old-fashioned. Some think that because of Jesus, the law no longer has authority over Christians. But the Bible tells a different story, one with a greater beauty and meaning. So today, we'll examine three important passages, Exodus 21 through 7, Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9, and Matthew 5, 17 through 20. These will show us where the law came from, what its purpose is, and why is it still significant. So, grab your Bible or just listen, and let's get started. Let's first start at Mount Sinai, where God commanded the Ten Commandments to Moses. In Exodus 21 through 2, God declares, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." Did you notice that before issuing any commands, God reminds them of who he is and what he has done? He shows grace before giving the law. The Ten Commandments, which tells us to worship God, observe the Sabbath, honor our parents, not kill, commit adultery, or covet, are God's plan for how to live an excellent and honorable life. God didn't give the law to trap his people. Did you hear that? God didn't give the law to trap his people, but to allow them to excel, resemble him, and discover how to love him and others. Now let us proceed to Deuteronomy 6. This is the final speech of Moses, encouraging the Israelites to stay loyal to God. Here, we read one of the strongest declarations of faith in the Bible. Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 5 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." Now Moses continues in Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 7, "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." The law isn't just about keeping laws. It's about having a heart devoted to God. It's about loving God with all your heart and teaching his ways to your children after you. The law is a blessing, showing us how to live in a close relationship with God. Let's take a look at what Jesus said in Matthew 5 during the Sermon on the Mount. In verse 17, he declared, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." When Jesus refers to fulfilling the law, he is indicating he is the essence of what the law was striving for. He did not come to repeal it, but to make it more explicit and richer. For instance, he instructed that anger could be like murdering in your heart, and lust can be like being promiscuous outside marriage in your heart. And that to love our enemies is a higher calling than to get even. Jesus raises the bar not to deter us, but to remind us we need him and to invite us to a higher form of righteousness that comes out of a changed heart. Amen. In Matthew 5:20, now he says, "For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not by any means enter the kingdom of heaven." This kind of righteousness can't be manufactured by us. It is available to us through Jesus alone. So the question is, are we saved by the law? Well, the answer is no. We are saved by grace through faith in Christ. But does that mean the law is not important anymore? Absolutely not. The Bible teaches us that the ceremonial laws, like sacrifice and temple rituals, were all completed in Jesus. He is our total high priest and final sacrifice. The civil laws now that regulated ancient Israel no longer regulate us today in the same way. However, the moral law, God's love of good and evil, remains very significant. It shows God's holiness and teaches us about how he wants us to live and love. Now, the law serves as a mirror, showing us our sin and our Savior. It's a map as well that teaches us how we should live good lives. And it's a mentor, showing us the way to Jesus who lived it out perfectly. How then are we to live the law today? Well, in John 14:15, it states, "If you love me, keep my commandments." We do not obey in order to become children of God, but because we are already children of God, we obey because we are loved first. And we fulfill the law with love. Romans 13:10 reminds us, "Love does not harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law." Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in reverence and humility, knowing that you are the holy and righteous one who spoke unto us and brought your people out of bondage. You are our God, the one who brought Israel out of Egypt and brought us out of sin through your Son, Jesus. We thank you for your word and for your law, which rebukes and causes us to grow. In Exodus 20, you gave us commandments not to restrict us, but to guide us in learning how to love you and care for others. You teach us that holiness is necessary to your people. Help us reverence you, rest in you, value you, treasure enough, and speak the truth. Your law indicates who you are, pure, fair, kind, and unchanging. Forgive us for treating your commandments like a to-do list to check off instead of treating them as a means of entering into a relationship with you. Forgive us when we misuse grace to excuse disobedience. Fill our hearts, homes, and habits with your word. Let your law not only be written on stone, but in our hearts. We are not subject to the law for our salvation, but we remain in your teachings. You have planted with us a higher law through the Holy Spirit. We are not driven by fear of punishment, but by love for you who has fulfilled the law on our behalf. Help us press toward increased obedience, seeking the inner purity you command, where love is the replacement for pride, forgiveness, for bitterness, and humility, for self-righteousness. Teach us to submit your will, not to earn salvation, but because you have already made us your children by grace. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this journey on why the Old Testament still matters. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.